Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, yeah, check one, two, check one, two. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Very quick catch up. The catch up is just going to be us sending the live shows, and then we'll introduce you, and then we'll play a game.
Okay. So we can drink.
Okay. Cocktails episode, well, this is really episode 299.
Today's cocktail is called Lola Bunny. The ingredients you need are 2 ounces of tequila, 1.5 ounces of ginger liqueur, 1 ounce of cherry syrup, and some club soda. So to make a Lola Bunny, you're going to fill a highball glass with ice, pour the tequila, ginger liqueur, and cherry syrup in a shaker filled with ice, and shake well. Pour over the ice and top with a splash of club soda. A Lola Bunny. We're actually drinking that today.
Mm-hmm. A little different,
did it?
From how I usually have it, but that's all right. It's got plenty of tequila. I was like, it's a little syrupy today.
Oh, is it but strong?
It's strong, so I just put more tequila.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Ooh, bitch, you was not lying. That's a whole. Whoa!
You taste the tequila?
But
good.
I like tequila.
Yeah,
I like the little cherry at the bottom too. Mm-hmm.
And you can just pop it whenever, you know, you finish your drink. Anyway, welcome back to Cocktails Are Discussions, you guys.
Hey, y'all.
I missed the studio. This studio. We're back.
The studio missed us. We have not been in the studio in a minute. And it feels good whenever we've taken that break. And then we come back. It feels like we just have so much new content to drop on y'all's pussies.
Yeah. Oh. We have been living a lot of life. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to wait anymore for future episodes, you know, we do have live shows coming up.
We do.
And you can see us live and you'll get a little bit more. Maybe we'll talk about some things on there that you're going to have to wait weeks and weeks and weeks to hear on the actual show. So July 20th, we will be in New York City at Caroline's on Broadway. So come check us out. The tickets, the link is in the description. And then on July 28th, that's a Thursday, we'll be in Philly at Helium Comedy Club.
Make sure you guys put the link in the group chat. Tell your friends to come. Even if you're not a podcast listener, if you bring one of your friends, you're like, I never heard of the show before. Mm-hmm. She will still, or he will still have a great time. It's a very interactive show.
Mm-hmm.
Open to men and women. Don't just think this is a girl's night. It's a date night. It's a girl's night.
There's
it's
drinks.
A every type of night. It's a find your threesome match night.
I just want to go out. My friends are lame and they don't ever want to do anything. So I'm going by myself.
If you got some booty shorts that you can't wear no more because they showing your whole booty, you could wear them to our show. You know, just wear your spiciest outfit, get the girls or your man together and come to the show, have a good time, have some drinks. What's up?
Yeah, so check us out. We can't wait to meet you guys. And when you come, make sure that you are tagging us
and Drake. Huh? Tag Champagne Poppy as well, because my man, he helps us put the show together, and make sure you tag my baby.
Oh my gosh. I think, you know, actually, I think that by the time y'all hear this, New York is passed. This is the episode.
Oh, well, Philly.
Well, whatever. Y'all we don't know.
Yeah. Tag Meek Mill also. Tell him to pull up. Never mind. He be screaming too much.
Okay. Moving right along. We have a guest this week.
You guys, we have my good friend. I just got to say, I always am saying, I want to make new friends. I want to make new friends. And it's so hard to make new friends. And when I started saying that, Tierra, who also has a podcast, you were one of those people for me that I met in the realm of me manifesting and being like, I want to meet new friends and we'd be on the same page and we'd be inviting each other out and really going. Or if we're like, hey, bitch, I'm really not going, we'd be okay with it. Like, I love hanging out with her. She's so much fun, y'all. This is Tierra from A Little Kiss and Tell podcast.
Hey, girls. Thank y'all for having me.
Of course. Thank you for coming.
Happy to be here.
I am happy. Tell them a little bit about A Little Kiss and Tell.
Okay, so A Little Kiss and Tell started. I started off with a blog. You know, we have a lot of single friends who are very, you know, successful in what they do, great looking, doing their own thing, very independent. And so I started the blog with everybody just being anonymous and, like, telling their stories. So, like, they're telling their sexcapades and everything. And then people were like, you guys should start a podcast with this. I'm like, I never listened to podcasts ever before. So I started doing my homework. And got it launched off the next year. So,
how long have you been doing it?
Since 2018.
Okay, that's good.
Shout out to y'all.
Yes, A Little Kiss and Tell. Check us out.
When do the episodes come out?
On Tuesdays.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so I always love to say this about Tierra, and I'll be saying this when I get drunk and we be going out. Her mama is also Sheree from Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I saw you on an episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Girl, yes.
Were you nervous?
I'm always nervous with that type of stuff. I'm like,
why?
Well, you don't know what they're going to keep. Mm-hmm. So it's like the things that I thought they did keep so far, I'm like, there was more to that. You could have had more or had a different piece of it. Mm-hmm. So it's like the parts that they edit and keep is funny.
Do you ever be like, Mom, please don't be doing stuff like that on TV?
What?
Anything. Like, has there ever been a moment where you're like, Mom, don't do that. You're my mom.
Oh, of course.
As far as, like, dating or, like being with men, are you ever like,
Yeah, like, of course. I'm like...
She's like...
Are you thinking about the most current situation? Yes. Is that why you're hesitant?
I'm like...
Wait, was it on the show?
Yeah.
You gotta tell me. I really don't be watching the show.
Well, I'll say it since it's your mama. I didn't say it. That crazy girl from the show said it. So her mom was dating this guy. He was in prison. Ooh. And he was in there for a long time, but then he got out and was acting very much like Love After Lockup. You know, they hit him with the okey-doke. So he had our good sis sitting outside the restaurant for hours and hours. Girl. In Philly, in cold, in the fur, looking cute. And it's just like, where is my man?
Call him. He called him and he did not come. Yeah, and had her waiting for a few hours.
And didn't communicate what was really up, which is something that could have easily been avoided. But yeah, she loved that man apparently, but obviously I don't know what's going on with it now, but that has been a chronicle on the show for quite some time.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Kiki's like,
I know, I'll tell it. Because if it was my mom, I wouldn't want to say. I'd be like, can you tell a story? I got you, girl.
I'm so glad. I asked that question just because I was really wondering. I haven't watched the season. I saw the clips of you from Instagram, but now I gotta go watch and see what y'all
doing. She'd be on there with her life coach, Jack Daniels. What a name, right?
Wow.
Jack Daniels.
You got a cool name.
He's like, you gonna, are you going to continue to date men from prison? And she was like, well, not another one or something like that. Yeah, it's real good. You need to watch The Housewives.
I need to watch The Housewives. Girl. I'm definitely going to be watching The Housewives. Is it Dubai?
Oh, yeah. That's already started.
It started.
Oh, wow.
It's good, too. I watch them all pretty much.
I need to get cable.
There's brown
that's
people on there.
Wrong. I don't have no cable.
Need to do it on the... Go watch it on the internet. I got a password.
Okay, let me get that password. Before we move on to weird sex, we're going to play a little game with you. If you didn't know, which I know you do know, Kiki and I have a game. It's called I'm Curious to Know. It's great for a date night, girls night, bachelorette night.
Girl, I got y'all.
Thank you for your support. We're going to ask you a few little questions from our card game, and you'll just answer. Okay, Tierra, do you prefer to plan dates or do you prefer the guy to plan dates or you take the lead?
The guy to plan a date.
Okay.
And why is that? I agree, but I'm just wondering.
You gotta lead, you know, show some leadership and make sure that you're paying attention to things that I actually like and told you in conversation that I was interested in.
I would hate to be a nigga. I would fail.
You would fail? Why?
Because I'd be like, bitch, I'm just going to give you some money. Can you fuck me?
Oh, my God. They already failing out here. I was just like, can we get it together? Mm-mm. Lord have mercy.
Okay. When was the last time you were drunk and what happened?
Oh, girl. I be blacking out sometimes when I get drunk. So me too. I don't even remember what happened. But let's see. Probably ended up in somebody's bed, child.
It'd be happening.
You know, I'd be like, how the fuck did I even get here? And why would you let me leave with him? That's what I'd be confused about.
Oh, your friends?
Yeah.
Because we grown. Like, as long as you're safe. If I know you're safe.
How do you know?
Because I can eye it. I'll probably talk to you. You won't remember. But are you really trying to go with him? Are you really good? Okay, I'm not
fighting you. Did you look at him? Somebody needs to remind me. look at him good, girl, because he's kind of funny looking. And sure, I don't think this is what you think you're seeing.
I would need that warning. Mm-hmm. I would.
You are going to be sad. The next one is, what is your most memorable date and why?
Ooh.
I love that question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because dates sometimes don't be memorable. So the ones that are, they really stick out.
Ooh, yeah, I think I'm about to have to go to this one. So went on a date to one of my favorite steakhouses here in Atlanta.
House? House?
Chops.
Oh.
So went there, and he had a gift for me. And it's so crazy because, like, for like a year, I had been asking him and telling him that I want this bag. Mm-hmm. I want some Chanel now. Where is that?
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up surprising me at the dinner after we ate and everything. We were drinking on wine and whatnot. Pulls out this box. I'm like, what? I was on cloud nine.
Really?
When I said, Not the Chanel. I almost cried. I don't know. I can't remember if I cried or not, but
oh my God.
It's a beautiful bag.
You get the biggest Chanel bag in the store if you want it.
I do.
No, that's right.
Okay. How do you feel about traditional gender roles in a relationship?
I'm in between because I feel like, you know, you want the man to play some bills. Don't the man want to feel like a man?
People gonna be mad at that.
Everybody has a different idea of what being a man is.
Yeah,
you gotta modern time. You gotta. I would love for my man to be here. But I understand women these days are getting paid more, so that's fine. But if that's the case, you need to pull weight somewhere else because it's like automatically they want the women to take care of the kids.
Do all the things in the house. I got to do the laundry.
Cook, get some food on the table, figure all that out. That's stressful too. Right, laundry.
And then I've got to look sexy, be a certain way, and fuck you happily.
That's tiring if you're already working. Like, I'm working too, so shit. But yeah.
So, okay. Hey, do you like them or do you not like them? You like traditional?
I'm in between.
Oh, you're in between. Okay, I can see that. We're all a little in between. Okay, last one. How do you feel about open relationships?
I used to be against it, but I feel like now, these days, I'm more open-minded when it comes to, like, open relationships, polygamy and all that stuff. I don't know if...
Have you ever been in one?
I've never been in one.
Okay.
But I have considered it in my grown life.
I think we all have. I think it's because we all be cheating. And now everyone's just like, hey, you guys,
wait,
let's
I'm not
be
a
open
cheater.
With
let's
it.
Not put that this
hey,
in
you know, I also think people are more comfortable now with doing things that are out of the box that used to be taboo. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, listen, you are not giving me all of what I need. And I would rather, I still want you though.
Right. Yeah.
So can you please just consider this? It's a new dawn. It's a new day.
It is.
And I want to feel good.
That part.
I know that's right.
We all be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we talk more to you, Tierra, we are going to move on to weird sex.
You said a man is not a necessity, a man is a luxury, like dessert.
Yeah, a man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
So... this week, you guys, for Weird Sex, I saw this story not too long ago.
I'm scared. You took a deep breath.
It has a good ending.
Okay.
This one has a good ending. But NYPD was able to rescue this woman who was a hostage in someone's home through Grubhub. So she used Grubhub, and in the notes section, I don't know how she did it from her phone or whatever, but she was able to place an order while she was being held hostage in somebody's home at a diner or something. It's like 5 a.m. So she puts in the notes, like, don't make this is not a real delivery. Call the police. I'm being held hostage. Come, but don't make it obvious. So I guess she meant, like, don't turn on the sirens. But she put that in there. So then the guy who's at the restaurant thinking it's another order, he reads it and he's like, what the fuck? So he calls the owners to see what to do. And they were able to get to the address with the police and rescue that woman.
I'm so happy she was rescued. But I do wonder, was he like, hey, order us some food, bitch.
Because who would do that? That why?
You, I don't know if she was alone or what, because she didn't talk on the phone.
It's but on Grubhub, you don't have to. So I wonder if he was like, hey, you hungry?
Maybe. That's just weird.
And then she
you
was like,
got somebody
this is my chance.
And you ordering people.
It happened recently. Something like that happened again recently. It's wow. But it was Domino's Pizza or Pizza Hut, and mm-hmm. he told her order them some food, and really? She when she ordered the pizza online, she put in the notes.
That's
also
so smart of them too on that part.
Yeah, there was another story that I was listening to on another true crime podcast, and this girl had been being held hostage in an apartment. She couldn't get out. She was able to call when the guy was asleep. And so, but she just couldn't get out of any mm-hmm. room because he switched the door things or the locks to where he would have to open it from the outside. Mm. So she got a hold of a phone while he was asleep, and she was like so scared. So she called and she was like, this is where the window is. This is where I think I am. I can tell you everything I can see. They ended up rescuing her too.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, that's so scary. Imagine having to whisper because somebody has you held hostage in their home, mm-hmm. abusing you for weeks and weeks and weeks. Nobody knows where you are. After a while, people will probably assume you're murdered.
And they just stop looking at you. You're watching the news.
Like, and then the next missing person comes up. So it's just like, you're forgotten.
That is one of my worst fears. The first one is getting hit by a car. After that, it's not knowing who my baby daddy is. But immediately after that, it is getting kidnapped. And like, I was in Kroger one time, and some niggas was following me around. It felt like they were going to kidnap me. I don't play. My sister's a news anchor and a reporter. I'm not about to give it a chance. I'm not walking to my car. I stood in the aisle, and I was like, I need a manager to come here. And I stood in front of the camera. I stood in front of the camera, okay. And I was like, I don't know. There are these men following me around. I feel like they're going to kidnap me, and I need someone to walk me to my vehicle. I need someone to walk me around while I'm getting my groceries, and I need you to walk me to my
I need an escort.
I'm a finished shopping. No, that's what I'm saying.
Baby, I don't know what they're trying to do, but they was trying to do something. They weren't just trying to ask for my phone number. And I was like, wow.
That is a scary feeling. It's when sketchy, you feel like somebody is about to do something to you. And then they want to look at you crazy. Bitch, you know you up to no good.
Stop looking crazy. It's
crazy out here in these streets.
It's crazy out here in these streets. And speaking of it being crazy out here in these streets, I want to know what you guys think is an appropriate phase in, I can't even say a relationship, but when you meet somebody, y'all clearly like each other, to start explaining yourself to them.
What you mean?
For example, because I probably, what do you mean by that? A good example of this is, why didn't you answer your phone last night, or why didn't you respond to my text messages? Oh. When do you think that those types of questions are really appropriate to be asking somebody? In the dating phase, we're not committed to each other. Look at Kiki's face. Why you look like you smell something funky?
Because this
why? She looked offended. Like,
I am, because why? I don't even like the tone that you just gave with that. Because it's like, you're not worried about me. You're trying to check me.
And that's what it feels like, right?
Don't be trying to check me.
Yeah. I think that and I just started feeling like this. I normally never ask those questions unless you are for certain my nigga. I feel like when we are just in the dating phase and we just met and we're having a really good time, I'm talking about we're having good sex, everything checks the box, but we haven't talked about boyfriend, girlfriend. Right. We're just dealing with each other in a healthy way. When you start asking questions like this, it's almost like I read it as like, oh, now you want to be my nigga. Like, you want to be my boyfriend.
That's true.
And if that's not the phase that you're going towards, I think everybody who be asking stuff like this, who you're not in the relationship with the person, you need to check your feelings real quick and stop. It changes the whole mood of everything.
Because they're slick controlling.
You're slick controlling.
Or they may be toxic. But it's crazy because I like that shit a little bit.
Do
little
you?
Toxicity. Listen, I would say about 10% of toxicness is good.
Can you give me an example of the 10% of toxicity that is good?
Because, oh my God. What did he tell me the other day? He was like...
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I like when you act like a brat because it makes me want to fuck you more and tell you that you mine. Nigga, that's toxic as fuck because we not each other's.
Wait, is that toxic or is that toxic?
I don't think that's toxic.
That's like a key.
That's not a toxic text.
Because
we ain't each other's.
No. I think it's more just like when he's getting into the role-playing thing.
He's like, because okay, some people do like the brat. I'm very bratty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's not toxic. Yeah, I can
not
be
bratty. Not unless he was being serious. And there was no sex attached to it.
Yeah, that's just a key. You're fulfilling a fantasy for him.
Okay.
Black people don't be knowing what kink is, though.
Okay, because when he asked me that type of question, though, I answered too.
See, that's
but
not
I kind of play with it. I really was on a date. I was like, I was on a date. So,
what did he say?
Oh, he was toxic with that too.
You sound like the toxic one.
No, he was like, well, I told y'all like a little bit. He was like, who is it? What's his name? Like back to back test. And then he was like, don't make me kill that nigga. I said, don't say that. Yeah. He was like, no, I'm playing. He was like, no, I'm playing. But it's like,
That's a little toxic.
Yeah. So, I don't really like that question because I agree with you, Medina. When you're asking me those things, you're trying to act like we're in a relationship. If I'm a part of your everyday routine and maybe you are worried or something, you can ask me, but you need to, or if I missed something that I was supposed to do, if I told you I was coming over and I didn't and I flaked or I fucked up somewhere, then okay, you can ask me to be like, what happened? But if you call me and I didn't answer, obviously it's only a few options. I was busy or I didn't feel like talking to your ass or I was asleep. And I do be asleep sometimes. But it's like, and then I really don't like explaining myself. And I think that might be the reason I will be forever single for real. Because I cannot stand having to explain myself. I don't really require a lot of that from the other person either. So it's not like I'm doing it and I'm not responding the same way. No, fuck that shit. Stop asking me questions because you really don't want to know the answer. And I really don't want to give it.
Yeah, I mean, I was having this conversation with somebody the other day, and this was actually a guy, and he was like, yeah, he was like, I feel like when you haven't had that conversation of you are mine and I am yours and we are in a committed relationship and you're trying to get someone to explain themselves to you, you need to mind your business. That's literally what he said to me. I didn't say, I wasn't trying to get him to, we were just having the conversation. He was like, people need to mind their business. He was like, you know, when someone says, when I'm dealing with a girl and we're not in a relationship and she's like, I'm going on a trip, I assume she's going with a nigga. I don't need to know the details of that trip, though. It's not my business. And if I start trying to make it my business, she's going to think now I want to be her boyfriend, and I don't. And I was like, and I really feel that because naturally some people, even including myself, I will start explaining myself and I'm slowly but surely starting to stop. No, nigga, no. It is just, it's annoying. And like I said, it changes the vibe of what we were doing. We were once having so much fun, and now I'm sitting here thinking about how I'm going out, or if I fall asleep and I didn't call you, now I'm like, are you about to be mad? And I hate that feeling of now you mad, and the reason why we haven't spoke all day is because you're mad, you're waiting for me to call you, and now you want me to know you're mad, and now you want to get on Instagram and show yourself with other people because you're trying to make me mad, but really you're making yourself more mad, and this is silly, and
this
I don't want to talk
like
to you.
Sounds like how females act for dudes, so they probably think the same shit about us. They like, here she go.
It's silly. Like, we have these conversations to hopefully inspire you guys to don't be doing that shit unless you're ready to be in a relationship. And if you're ready to be in a relationship, then have the relationship conversation.
Right.
Grow the fuck
up. Stop blurring the lines. We'd be blurring the lines.
I have learned my lesson. I'm not asking shit. I'm not prepared for the answer that I think it is, but I hope it's not. If I can't handle that with style and grace, I don't need to ask. So I don't be asking a lot of stuff.
I like that. And I mean, I wasn't always like that, but I'm also starting to be like, I don't care if you're dealing with anyone else. If I'm not seeing us getting together in a relationship-y way, I don't even want to know. We don't even have a conversation.
Why do we have to do that? That's fucking up our vibe, because right now we together.
Yeah.
And this is our time. I don't want to be worried about you with anybody else. It's already limited. Do y'all ever feel like whenever you're talking about these situations to like your girlfriends and like, oh well, where was he at? Because I saw this on Instagram. Bitch, I wasn't worried about it. What are you worried about?
Mind your business.
It's like they want you to be mad at the nigga when I wasn't mad.
I'm not mad at him, y'all. I know he is out with her. Like, it's cool.
Or maybe I didn't know
and I didn't want to know. I don't want to
know when I
don't
need to be looking at somebody's story.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't even.
If we're dating, I would like to not follow each other.
I don't like anything to do that.
I want to keep this image that I have of you in my head because, again, it's a hot girl summer, and I keep saying this: it's a hot girl summer. It's not the summer for love. Not saying this, you know who you is. Okay. Another thing I had on here, which I thought was really interesting. I love it when it's been a minute since we've been in the studio because our brains just be working. I was thinking about traveling with a bae, not getting flued out, not you meeting him there. And I was thinking, I was like, I've never really traveled with a bae. Normally, I'm meeting you there or you're coming here.
Okay.
And it made me think, since I've been doing a lot of traveling lately and people get on my nerves traveling, like just strangers. I'm looking at you like, why are you standing in the middle of the aisle
taking your jacket off in the middle of a boarding process, folding your jacket neatly,
and sit then your ass down.
Sit your ass down.
Get out of the way.
Right. You're taking your hat off, and you see everyone standing in line behind you, like
we're trying to make the flight on time. I we might have got there early.
What are you doing? Wait, my pinky is if it was losing its circulation because my bag has it snapped down. I got too many bags in my hand. What are you doing, ma'am or sir? Like, sit down. So it made me wonder, like, travel compatibility. Mm-hmm. Can that turn you off if you are traveling with someone and they are an annoying traveler?
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. Absolutely.
Examples of annoying traveler for you.
I would say somebody who is not going to help me with all my luggage, because I'm going to have a lot of luggage and I know he's not. That would piss me off. Don't be rude to anybody on the plane, especially the people who are working on the plane. Mm-hmm. I cannot stand that.
I used to be a flight attendant. I really can't stand that.
Don't be late.
What's late to you? Because I'm also not one of them niggas that's getting there 3 hours early.
You don't have to be there 3 hours early, but I also don't want to run through the airport. I want to get there in enough time. Lately, I've been trying to get there earlier because I want to go sit in the lounge and have a pre-flight cocktail.
Exactly,
And I would rather that. Now, if we miss that, that's okay, but I'm not running through the fucking airport. I'm not. And then it's just like, you need to be in a good mood. If something has happened before the trip that has spoiled the trip, maybe we need to cancel it or reschedule it, because I don't want to be on a trip with somebody where it just feels like they're irritated the entire time. And I get it. Sometimes stuff happens and it shakes your mood. I totally get it. But I don't want to be there with you.
So we need to be on a separate flight. I'm going to get you going to get on the next flight. Sit here and meditate in the
Or
the
I
gate.
Still want to go. Maybe you should stay home.
You want time out.
Yeah.
Come, I agree with everything she said. And then I want to add to that, just being cheap. It's like, how are we flying out together? But you trying to cut my drinks limit. I'm a high tolerance
type of girl.
On the plane
or?
Well, we're just in the lounge because this motherfucker was late.
Don't the drinks be free in the lounge?
In the
Not that
lounge.
Type of lounge. No, we were like at a bar type of thing.
Oh, okay, got you. I was like, what?
So he was late. He was late. We missed our flight, so we had to catch a later flight. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, when we got there, that we gave us our room away and all this stuff. It was just a lot. But it's like, we're here in the airport for a few hours. Yeah, why the hell not?
What was he like, no?
It was like,
these drinks show is
Like, you getting another one.
You know everything
and
costs so much in the airport.
He stops getting his drinks and stuff and then taking calls outside and shit. I'm like, well, is he thinking, like, I know he ain't about to try to skip out, because, no.
When anybody starts talking about how much something is, I get stressed. It could be a family member or somebody I'm fucking, and I'm just already looking like, you guys, you knew we were going out to eat. And when you know you're in the airport, you know everything is hiked up. If you go get a bottle of water, it's $10. Mm-hmm. You know it's going to be that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So either go to the Sky Lounge.
And if you don't have access, well, don't travel with me.
I do think that
I can give you a buddy pass.
I think people should be smart about who you're traveling with when it comes to your romantic partner, because the trip can be ruined before it even starts.
That's so true.
So if you know that you maybe are a little cheap, you don't want to buy the bitch drinks in the airport, you need to put her on a separate flight and just make up a lie and say, I gotta get there a few days earlier and then fly her. Because it's gonna ruin it. I would be
mad.
Or
I gotta go somewhere else for work first, but I'm gonna meet you out there. Type thing.
So if that bitch wants to get lit in the airport, it's on her own dime. Like, it's not like, because you tripping. You got me.
Or maybe,
it's weird. You are going to be like, okay, so what's the trip about to be like? Can I get more than one drink at dinner?
No.
Yeah. It's like, no, that's all. I think every woman has been on a date, minus Kim Kardashian, where you sitting with a nigga and you're like, I can't order nothing else.
Yeah. It's so weird and awkward. I'm like, okay.
You feel uncomfortable, then it's like, well, should I not have ordered this one? Right. Especially if you drinking and they drinking fucking water.
Oh, that's the worst.
And then they say, you know, would you like sparkling still or tap? Tap is fine. I'd be like, oh.
So you just real.
So silly.
Nigga. I'd be like, you know what? I do want another drink. I'm just going to pay for it and never talk to him again. Mm.
I feel you on that. Yeah, and because now we are at the point where it is, you're just like, nigga, I do have
I'm about
it.
To little boy you.
Yeah, and I'm going home too. Don't talk to me no more. One of the annoying traveling things for me is if you don't know, like, the rules of just, like, the going
Ooh,
through
that's
TSA.
A good one.
It makes me look at you like, have you been anywhere? Like, why are you asking them, do you need to take your laptop out of your bag? Nigga, you know you do.
You didn't pay for the pre-check. You did
You're
not pay
regular,
for the pre-check.
You're in the regular normal line.
I gotta take your shoes off, everything.
You know it. Like, why are you gotta take my belt off? Then you holding up the thing because you keep leaving stuff. You got a big ass leader
change in your pocket.
Stuff in your pockets.
Why? Have you never been anywhere?
Yeah, and don't fuck around and do that in Houston or Atlanta, because the TSA people be having attitude.
The TSA people in Atlanta are, they make it's you like think about military. Squaring up with them. Yeah, and I'm like, y'all don't even have benefits. Like, calm the fuck down.
I don't know. It's just a stressful time. I really, honestly, this is going to sound real like, bitch, shut up. But I really don't want to travel with anybody who doesn't have pre-check and clear. Because I'm leaving you.
Which one?
I need you to have both.
What if they have clear?
I'm leaving too.
Okay, I was going to say, what if they have one or the other?
I still got to leave you because I'm going to the super VIP line work because I have both.
So now I feel like I got to step my travel game
you gotta
up.
Get,
and
you
I really
get,
need global
I'm not
entry.
Going to
yeah,
regular
global,
line now.
You really
I need global entry out too.
It's been taking a long time. Like, if you had already applied, then you could have came back from Morocco and did your interview there. Because, like, right now, I've been conditionally approved, but I have to wait until I take another trip to come back because they're not taking any in-person interviews here. And, like, there's very few offices that are taking appointments, or the appointments are next year. Like, it's ridiculous.
I'm going to tell them, I'm like, have you ever, I'm on cocktails. I'm a host of cocktails. I'm just going to, just imagine. Imagine. What if
I am imagining.
What if one of the, you don't understand how many airport people listen to us. I met people in the airport when I was going to, not Morocco, but Houston. Was I going to Houston? Oklahoma. Anyways, they be listening to us. And so somebody might really, could you imagine? They're like, oh my gosh.
Well, if they do, let me know.
Okay, I'm going to let you know, bitch.
Slide you on to the front.
Bitch, I'll give you a shout out.
But yeah, I need you to have all that. Mm-hmm. And I also don't want to travel with somebody who's okay with sitting in the back. Bro.
I also don't want your luggage to be busted.
Oh. Y'all are funny.
Like, take like, together.
Or a wheels broken.
Yeah, because you know what? I actually, when I go back to Texas, I need to go. They have an away luggage store. There's a little crack in mine. I can't be traveling like that. Okay. You can't even see it. But it has a warranty, and it's free to exchange.
So just go ahead and do
That's why I want to go to the store and exchange it. Because I too, don't want no dusty luggage.
Because I did used to have dusty luggage.
Me too.
Y'all, this
is
all coming
broke.
From experience. We're not hating on y'all.
But we just know what it's like on the other side, and I can't go backwards.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I feel you. I had a few other things, but I'm going to move on.
I was about to say, cheers to not going backwards, because y'all been babysitting.
I took a big gulp when y'all was talking.
We also had moments where we get drunk on episodes, and so we take our time.
Okay.
It's
a strong drink.
It is
we
got to
record
though.
Another episode after this.
Mm-hmm. But another cocktail. Date canceling.
Yeah, I do want to talk about that.
I want to talk about this because having been a person who's has been on both sides, the date you cancel the date. I've canceled a lot of dates, it's rude.
Do you do it in a nice way?
It depends on how I'm feeling because I've also got
about them or just that day with yourself.
Both.
A little bit of both. Sometimes if it's just a certain person where like, I know this nigga's still going to hit me tomorrow or next to reschedule it, I kind of be, and I know this is rude, and I know some of y'all going to be like, but didn't just, sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, they do it to us. It's the same thing. Like, you know when you're the girl who's always like, everything is so convenient for you. He knows, well, if this shit don't work out, well, I'll just try again tomorrow. She'll be available or she'll make herself available.
And he appreciates it when I can make it. Mm-hmm. And that nigga is grateful. but yeah, do you get upset when someone cancels a date with you? And is there a certain way that they should cancel the date?
What do you think?
I think I will get upset if it's the day of, because if I've already started getting dressed and putting makeup on, because I don't really do that during the weekdays, like I'm just chill. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't waste my product and my time.
I say that all the time. Makeup is expensive.
It's so
That's
expensive.
Annoying.
And you start to know, as someone who has canceled dates, you start to know when you feel like you might need to cancel.
Yes.
And I would just like to know when you feel like you're, hey, some stuff came
it's
up. I'm
looking
might
crazy.
Be.
Right. Something. Mm-hmm.
Let me know so I can just wait and I'm be like, oh, okay, well, I really thought you were going to cancel. I'm going to be running late.
Right.
Right.
And do y'all do this too? So, like, if I don't hear from you the day of, though,
it's
I'm gonna assume we, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bitch.
I'm assuming we're not doing that today. I'm not gonna start getting ready or nothing because I did that before and looked a fool.
And that is with everybody. And this is one thing that I love about our friendship. When me and Tierra say we're going out, what do? We check in the morning of how you feeling. I'm like, I don't really know, but let's check in again around like 4. Yeah. Okay, it's 4. I'm thinking about putting my makeup on. How are you feeling?
I'm not going.
That's so true. Okay. Yes.
And that's fine, especially with friends, because I don't like when friends do that either. It's just like, but you know you didn't feel like it, and you know it's okay.
And you knew when you were still laying on the couch when watching Stranger Things.
Yeah. And you know you fucking with my open table points. And y'all know I don't play about that.
Do you lose points when you don't cancel?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then they
that.
Will kick you off the
I
app.
I don't know that either.
Yeah. And you know, you get points and you can use them on Amazon and stuff.
I did not fucking know.
You
didn't
know that. So, tip, if you're ever on the app and it says like 1,000 point dining experience, because typically you'll only get 100 points per reservation. So every time, even if the restaurant is dead when you get there, if you made a reservation or maybe you can make one real quick, check in so that you can get your points. But you can cash them in for either gift cards that you can use at any participating open table restaurant or Amazon, and they may have some other stuff. I was just using Amazon.
That was not an ad. Kiki was really new to that information.
Okay.
Off the top of her head. She is a Virgo to the core, because I'm about to ask my sister, does she know that? And she's probably gonna be like, yes. I'm
gonna be like, all the points things, I have really been on my points. When I was out of town the other day, my hotel was free because I used points for my credit card.
Wow.
And I was gone a long fucking time.
Wow.
Sheesh.
Yeah, so I've been trying to get smarter about it. I'm about to make a spreadsheet because...
You should.
You know, just so that you know which restaurants, like restaurants are giving you money back. Now there's this new thing with one of the banks that I bank with where you get, it reports your rent payments to the credit bureau and then you also get cash back. I need cash back on my rent.
That part, because it's just expensive.
It's just so many little things. And I'm like, I need to pay attention to the perks on these cards and different benefits and use them. That's what rich people do all the time.
They do.
My friends went to South Africa, I believe, for their honeymoon. And I don't know if the stay or the flight was free.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Wow.
But that's one of them was from Amex points.
Wow.
If you could get you an Amex, get you one. Mm. I'm telling you, it's changed my life.
I tried. I got that denied. Shit now.
Well, I don't pay attention to nothing.
We'll
I
try
need
again
to
another
it.
Time.
We sure will.
I need that spreadsheet when you create it. Because I ignore those type of things.
Yes.
I'd be like, why are they emailing me? I don't know what to check in. Girl.
I'll be reading all of the emails.
I love it.
Wait, how do you cancel dates?
I'm bad at it. If I was a nigga, I would probably get cussed out. But I'm not. I'm a woman. I'm a lady. And I normally cancel at the very last minute.
Oh, no.
Because
text, huh?
Yeah. No. It depends. Text if I don't really like you. But if I really do fuck with you and I do want to see you again, I'll call you and be like, oh, my gosh, I'm just really tired. And I have so much going on. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. I'm so sorry.
Is the excuse typically like you're tired, like you just don't feel like you're ready?
Yeah. I'll be like, I'm just like not in the. I have a friend, her name is Ayana, and I steal this from her. She canceled her birthday dinner. Everyone was literally on the way there, and she was like, I am not in the best. What did she say? My mental just doesn't feel like being social.
Oh,
right now.
I mean, that's some real shit, though.
It is. She said, and everybody's going to come, and I don't feel like being social, and I'm not going to socialize, and I'm just socially drained, and so the dinner's canceled. We were all like, okay.
But dang.
Okay, well, can we still go?
Right. But, so I normally do cancel last minute, and I feel really bad, and normally the person is upset, but they still call.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I got really good pussy. Cause I don't know why else.
They keep coming back.
I've never had somebody be like, "Bitch, fuck you," or get super upset. You're annoyed, and I feel it in your voice. But I feel like if I felt like I didn't want to go. You probably didn't really want to go either, and that's why you're not as upset.
So why you don't really be wanting to go though? Is it you're socially drained, or you got another date that you'd rather go on?
No, it's sometimes it just be like when I get super comfortable.
At home,
it is hard for me to leave. And I think that, like, quarantine did that. COVID did that. It kind of put me in, when I'm in my peaceful zone, sometimes it takes so long to get there that I'm here and I really want to stay.
And enjoy it.
Yeah. I just don't feel it. It's just, when you think about going outside, it's just a lot going outside. It's expensive.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
It's on the streets. It's crazy.
I got to have an outfit. It's hot as fuck outside. I'm about to walk outside and have a heat stroke.
Like, I gotta do my hair. It's just, it's really just me being lazy.
Y'all see how I'm looking today.
It's cute. I like this.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm not feeling it. I was like,
I like it.
Then you're showing your
I feel like you look like a lawyer.
A lawyer? Yeah. I'll take that. I used to want to be a lawyer. Then I realized I just wanted to wear suits and yell at people.
Objection! Mm-hmm. Your Honor!
Legally blonde lawyer.
Okay, so have you guys ever wanted to uninvite a friend or a bae from an event?
Yes.
You have? Was it the live show by any chance? Mm-mm. Oh, okay. I just wasn't sure.
It wasn't the live show, but yes, I have. And sometimes it's like, I invited you a long time ago, but you did something recently that irritated me, or I saw how you interacted with someone, so now I feel like you don't really know how to act in a group, and this is going to be a group thing. I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to play mediator. I don't want to feel uncomfortable. So I'd rather you not come.
I wanted to babysit you.
Mm. Babysit.
It's a lot going on. Have you ever felt like that?
I have. Because I feel like with friendship sometimes, with certain people, like it goes up and down. Mm-hmm. And you do, you learn more about that person or whatever, too, in different situations and whatnot. But I just saw that this one chick, I was like, okay, she's about to be a buzz killer on the birthday trip, and I really do not need that. But I don't say anything. I don't disinvite.
Because how do you do it?
Yeah, especially if you've already been paying on the trip or something. So it's like...
Oh, a trip like that.
I feel like a trip like that, the way you would do it, like, hey, we all came together, and we did it. We're gonna reimburse you, bitch. We don't want you to come. It's something like that, and you really don't want them to come. You do have to give them their money, but you can't just be like, hey, we don't want you to come no more, bitch. And she's like,
just be isolating her. Yeah. She's like, this is the way.
I already took off work. What you mean I can't come?
Because I would come on the trip and just create do some my havoc. Own it would be an episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta. I mean, I'm throwing drinks and I'm punching bitches in the throat.
That sound like Love and Hip Hop.
It's so good.
It's gonna be VH1 really Zeus is. Network.
But what about a bae trying to go on a trip with you and you now don't want to go? And like, are you okay with just being like, he's already bought the ticket and paid for everything? Would you be like, hey, like, I'm just not coming? Would you ghost him, or would you just still go and just suck it up?
Is it like bae bae?
It's just a bae. You're not in love, but he's a nigga that, he a nigga.
Is he a scammer?
Yeah.
I wouldn't care about canceling, because that wasn't your money, no way.
Okay, let's say he's a hardworking man. As my mom calls him a BMW. You know what it stands for? Black man working. I was like, Mom, it's called a trick.
A black man working. All right, well, whatever. If it's somebody who actually works and earns their money in a legitimate way, I would probably suck it up and still go.
Me too.
Or talk to him. That's never happened, though.
What if they're coming to you?
To visit me? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We just got booked to do this top secret podcast thing. I actually have to go out of town.
We had to
sign all these NDAs. Like, I literally can't talk about it because then we will not get paid. And it'll be the both of us. So, like, this is not a good weekend. I am so sorry. Maybe you can get a refund for an e-ticket.
Help him make up a good excuse he had to get that. Yeah.
He'd probably still come and then see me out somewhere. Well, I'd be at the house. He wouldn't see me nowhere.
Okay.
I would be upset if he tried to uninvite me, though. Either way, whether it's friends or someone you're dating and you get uninvited from
something. It
does
something to your self-esteem. It really does.
It doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel good at all. And you're just like, especially when they don't just say, like, we don't want you to come. When they just say something like, hey, like, are you sure you want to come? Mm-hmm. And you're like... I'm dressed and ready.
Yeah,
I'm greased up and
you
ready.
You really don't have to. I knew that when you asked me. Now I feel awkward.
Do y'all not want me to come? No, I'm just saying, but if you like don't want to come, you're like,
that's weird. Yeah.
I do want to go because I can't go by myself.
Excuse me.
There ain't no reservations.
I did order an outfit.
Right. I need an Instagram
page. Yeah, because I be buying outfits to travel too, girl.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we do
that. And they need to be seen. Because I got some I wore from the last trips. And they just accumulate.
So that's why we got to stop buying clothes because we have so many with tags. I don't know why we keep buying them.
I have no idea.
And by we, I really mean me because I have a problem.
I do that
you
too.
Do have a problem.
When I got back, I had so many packages. Wow. It was, you know how the package lockers be like, boop, 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 boop. I was like, can I get a cart?
Wow. The rich auntie is here. I had on here, what do you guys get for men for their birthday? But I feel like y'all gonna say nothing.
Why would I say that?
Y'all just strike me as you're not getting him a gift.
That you just date or like
a guy that you're dealing with.
Dealing? How long?
Dealing, you say?
What do you mean? Exactly.
Whatever do you mean? I mean, like, you have unprotected sex, and you like him.
I would. I would either treat you to dinner or get you cologne.
Okay, that's cologne is a good one.
I would get you something that I felt like you needed, like something that you casually mentioned.
Like if he has calluses on his feet, you're going to get him a callus remover?
He probably didn't talk to me about that. No, I might get him... let's go get pedicures together, something like that. If the calluses bother me when we're cuddling and stuff, because I like to rub my feet, and you can rub your feet on me, but not if they feel like turf. Just other little things that they may need. I got this guy a flask one time. He would, when we would go places and we would be leaving his house to go out and he would bring his drink with him, he always had it in one of those solo cups, and I just wanted it to be something more classy. So I bought him a flask and had it engraved.
Oh, I like that.
That is very cute. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I thought about that.
Yeah. So nothing too expensive because you're still not my nigga. Right. And let one of the mother hoes buy it. But, you know, I could get you something nice, thoughtful, something little.
Look at us being all grown.
Mm-hmm. Look at you trying to play us.
I really do.
Y'all just want nothing. Because
when your love language is gifts, I'm a gift. You know?
Mine isn't. But, you know, I see that a lot of people like those things. And I'm trying to be better. Trying to grow.
I love that. Growth. Okay, you guys, we are going to move on to Indecisive Diane. And when we come back, Tiara is going to help us give some of y'all some advice.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, ladies, it's me, Diane, feeling more decisive than ever. I'm just playing. I'm still very indecisive. It took me a minute to figure this date out. But listen, I want you to grab your favorite bae right now. Hopefully you have a good, strong A-team. And tap into both of your childlike sides. Do something you used to do when you were a kid. Together. Maybe have a water balloon fight. Go to Six Flags. Something fun. Everything doesn't have to be rich, ladies. Bye.
We are back, and it's time for the advice. So, Medina, you want to do the first one?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That drink is really good. I like how, since the cherry's been sitting in it, the cherry juice is now in it.
Mine's is about gone.
That was a little shot. Okay. The title of this is, Am I Running from Love? I can just picture her writing this. I feel like she wrote it with a pencil first and then typed it.
I
know.
I hope y'all not doing it.
I think I might have found the one. But I met him just a couple of months before I start this new job in another country. My last few boyfriends have been white. I'm black. And the sexual chemistry has been lackluster with all of them. I've been dating around lately, men of all races, and just my kitty. Oh, and my kitty is just not purring. But I met this dude recently at a party, a white man, and the chemistry was hot immediately. The eye contact, Lord. We were drunk as fuck when we first met. I kept bugging him for cigarettes.
Yikes. I'm a
jerk today. What year is this from?
You're black? Okay. I know. Gross. I only do it when I'm drunk.
Yes, gross,
girl. Because we were definitely judging the fuck out of you for that.
Eventually, he sternly but gently requests that we go into the kitchen and make out. Ugh, the dominance. I was so fucking hot. It was so fucking hot. Anyway. We've been dating and having lots of really good sex. We took a BDSM test just to gauge our sexual compatibility, and I'm super high submissive, and he is super high dominant. This is probably why we are working out so well. But in addition to the sex, we have such similar worldviews. We both lived abroad for 4 out of the past 8 years. We like the same music. Conversation flows effortlessly, and I feel like I can just be myself around him. I've always dreamt of living an exciting nomadic lifestyle, and I was hoping to come back to the States and find a partner with similar ambitions. But I just happened to get my international dream job before finding that man. But now he just popped up out of nowhere. He seems like such a good fit, but he's content here with his government job and his dumb dog. I can't tell if it's the fact that I'm leaving that is making us fall so fast for each other or if it's real compatibility. And if it is real, what the fuck am I doing leaving the country? But I'm not going to abandon my dreams for a man. Like, but what if I'm just going to continue on with shitty sex and struggle with bus type intimacy hereafter? What does that mean?
Struggle bus type of intimacy.
Oh, struggle bus. I'm old. Struggle bus type of intimacy hereafter. And having a wonderful man is also my dream. How can I pussy whip him enough to follow me? It's only been 2 months. So long. Oh. So long distance seems really unrealistic. Help. OMG. I'm 32 and feel like my clock is ticking. I don't have time. Signed, Wonderless. Wonderlost.
So she's trying to pussy whip him. That's the question.
Bitch, you're going to have to do some voodoo. And you just need to, you need to cast a couple spells. Mm-hmm. And that's really all you're going to be able to do to get this man to agree to leave his government job, which he's probably always wanted. He loves his benefits there, to travel with you and your nomadic lifestyle. Like,
and then you're going to be mad when he don't have no job.
Yeah.
And you have support.
Y'all can't afford.
And he's like bossing you around but ain't paying for shit. That would piss me the fuck off.
Yeah.
I feel like people who work for the government typically want a more stable lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You have lots of structure, like government jobs. You got to be pretty straight laced, you know, at least to get hired. As far as your background is concerned,
you're not about to be moving around unless they want you to.
Regulations, right. And yeah, I think you might not be running from love, but just like you found him and you thought you were hopeless, you can find somebody over there.
Yeah,
that
and,
part, yeah,
and maybe maybe the long distance could work. I don't believe in long distance, but maybe you could still just see him when you come back home and just see what happens. It's very rare that something will come of it, but you never know. There are some love stories where it is like we kept seeing each other and then eventually he moved or I moved and maybe it'll work out. I also think if you do want to pussy whip him, I suggest this. Have sex with him when you are on day one of your period. It might be difficult if he doesn't like period sex, but I have found in my studies that if you fuck a nigga, white or black, the first day of your period, they will forever be sprung.
And that is voodoo. That one time. Oh,
I'm like, wait, what? I have not heard that.
Is voodoo also root work? I've been hearing people lately talk about root work, and I'm just like, is that
all
a new?
All that shit go together. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. Voodoo is something specific, but all of that stuff, the root work, mm-hmm. all the spells, and all of that, it's all, everything isn't exactly the same, but it's the same shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You have any advice for her?
I was about to say, like, for the... Well, I agree with y'all for mm-hmm. both parts because it depends on if she can do the long distance thing. Mm-hmm. But then it's also, do you trust them over there? And then you going to be doing your own thing. I feel like she needs to continue living her best life.
You got
and
your
you're
dream
gonna attract
job.
That stuff. You know, you're going to attract the right partner and whatnot.
I feel like this could have also been like a test that the universe threw you. Do you really want the dream job?
True.
Mm. And yeah. I feel like if you do, there's another nigga. Believe me, as someone who falls in love daily, there are so many niggas to fall in love with.
I can give you one.
Okay, next one. This one is an advice from one of our Patreon members. Shout out to y'all.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, ladies. So I'm currently 30 years old and have been boy crazy my whole life. In my younger days, I was always dating or just had a little rotation. Like, literally always kept a nigga. Similar to Medina.
Oh.
Okay. I met one of my friend's coworkers who happens to be a woman, and we instantly clicked. It's like I felt the sexual tension as soon as she touched my arm. At the time, I was also dealing with a man and knew if I messed with the woman, it wouldn't go anywhere. All of my friends were telling me to try it and just have her as a sneaky link. I was hesitant because I never liked women like that. Well, let's just say a year and a half later, I had to let the nigga go, and I am now in a full-blown relationship with this woman. Yes, she is a stud, and she exudes BDE. She is fine, like nigga fine. Medina, when you were talking about the day you met your girl, bae, it sounded like the first day I hung out with mine, the passionate kissing and all that. Child, we had the time of our night without even having sex because I was still scared. She is both aggressive but sensual at the same time. When I did let it happen, I was blown away. The head is amazing. The strap, yeah, she knows exactly what to do.
Mm-mm.
Cuddling with a woman is amazing because we are so soft, so it's nice to cuddle with another exfoliated human being. Niggas be ashy and rough. Being with her is like having a best friend and bae all in one. She is the first woman I've ever dealt with, and I love it here. This has honestly been the easiest relationship I've ever been in, and it feels amazing doing life with her. What I'm trying to tell you, Medina, is that you are going to love it there. Be careful. This ain't advice, but the love is intense, and I'm not even talking about the sex part. That's a whole other story. Woo. Anyway, she just wanted to tell you. Oh. She wanted to give you some advice, actually.
Right.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Why did she... Oh, she was... Bitch.
Because there's no question.
I guess if y'all want to give us some advice, put no, don't no, start
don't
doing it.
No,
don't start.
I'm that. Not trying don't to hear it.
It. And yeah, okay.
Well,
thank
I love you, girl.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead and move on to no, the cocktails portion of the show. Let me take a sip.
Let me take a sip too. Did you eat the cherry too?
I ate the
cherry.
Girl.
Eater. Remember when people would be like, if you could tie the cherry stem with your tongue,
oh my
give
God,
good
I
head.
Used to try.
Did you I used to try you know so it? Badly, you and I still give good
yeah,
head.
You can do it?
Yeah.
Oh.
You had to show us a
I could never do it. It's like really? My tongue is too
no.
fat.
No. Oh. I don't know what they'd be. Mm-mm.
I always feel like someone takes a moment when you look when they just really tie it a little bit and then put it back in. And like, I did it. Bitch, no, you didn't.
Girl. You just can't have a short stem. Okay. So now it's time for the cocktails. If you have a cocktail that you want to send us to read on the show, send it to cocktails@atl@gmail.com. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. Okay, you want to read the first one?
Yes, or Tiara, do you want to go first and share your cocktail?
No.
Okay, you need a little inspiration. I'll go first. So this one is actually titled Cock Fail.
Mm.
Happens to the best of us. Bitches, I have no one else to share this with, and I'm drunk, so excuse the typos. I want to share my cock fail of the night because, damn, it was the worst one yet. I've been rocking with this guy on and off for about 3 years. We used to work together as therapists, and the connection was immediate. I love this man with all my heart. He's been my BFF, my mentor in our profession, and my sex partner. Although I know he isn't my husband, he has this unexplainable hold on me, almost like he's my twin flame. Anyways, he comes over tonight and gets me drunk on some coconut rum. This shit is running straight to my pussy, and I start getting super horny. We play spades. Okay, y'all really niggas. And vibe to some good music. And I start to get horny as fuck. As the music continues, I begin to twerk on him to indicate that I am ready to fuck. He tells me that he has to be home to take his daughter to school and abruptly leaves. In my head, I'm like, fuck that kid. But whatever. I let him leave. However, I start sending him dirty texts about how horny he left me and how I'm left to play with my vibrator without him. Bitch, my freaky text had him calling me and he turned around just to slide in this pussy. He wanted me to be playing with my vibrator and get it all wet for him while I waited for him to arrive. So I did just that. Anything for daddy. He comes upstairs. I unlock the front door from my phone and I'm butt ass naked with my rose vibrator massaging my clit. He enters the room and gets undressed. I begin to suck his dick while attempting to massage my clit with my vibrator. Sis, I'm a short ass girl with short arms, so this took some serious focus. But I suck the dick like a pro and I can tell he's into it. Then he flips me over and inserts his dick inside of me with the vibrator still going. Now I'm not the wettest fish in the sea, but sis, that shit was slippery as fuck. It's feeling so good. He's deep stroking my pussy and I'm folded in missionary pretzel position. Feet damn near touching my ears. And mid stroke, this nigga catches a cramp. A Charlie horse, bitch. I'm a ride. So I volunteer to massage. Oh, I'm a rider. Sorry, the mic was cutting off that. I'm a rider. So I volunteer to massage my man's. Anything to help him recover.
But his ego was so bruised that he opted to stretch it out on his own. We weren't able to continue without our with our sexual activities. And after getting dressed, he fixed his mouth to ask me to help him walk down the stairs of my home to leave without satisfying me. Nigga. I'm so pissed that I wasn't satisfied and left horny as fuck. Did I mention that he is 37 and I'm 27? So there's a 10-year age gap. Anyways, I've always preferred older men. However, this occurrence certainly changes the perspective. Thanks for listening to this BS. I love y'all. Well, bitch, you lucky, because the old niggas I be fucking with, they want to go all damn night, and I be wishing they would catch cramps. I sometimes be like, this is why I fuck with old niggas, because you don't want to fuck that long. These, I get the niggas that got young dick.
They got that stamina, girl.
I don't fuck the oldies.
I love fucking the oldies.
If you got an AARP card, stay away from me. But next year might be a different story, so I'm just trying to hold on to my youth. Okay, do you want to go next or you want me to go?
Oh, you go.
Okay. Now, don't be thinking you about to hold out.
I'm in between two stories.
Don't be thinking you about to hold out.
Okay, so this one is a very memorable experience. This is not my story. I said it like it was mine, huh? This is somebody wrote this in. Well, maybe. Let's see. Because somebody told me they were going to write in a cocktail about me. Ooh. And I've been Medina be picking the cocktails. Is she going to know? I'll know.
Oh, that would anyway, be good.
I love the show and can't wait to see y'all in New York. I miss Atlanta and Charlotte, so I might as well vacate in NYC. Anywho, I have a cocktail for you. Okay, boom. I'll shorten as much as possible. This particular night, I wanted to go out. I was single and living it up and on my whole shit for sure. I was horny, and I knew by the time the night ended, I was going to get some. Period, poo. So I got dressed and went to pick up my friends. Let's call them Shay and Crystal.
Hey, girls.
And we went to this little club in the Cut. They had a drink special, so we were just throwing the drinks back, twerking, dancing, having a grand old time. I knew something was up when Crystal asked if either of us had a strap. Ooh.
I did not do this on purpose. I didn't put all this gay shit in here on purpose. I promise you. That's like the vibrations.
I don't mind. I think everybody's a little bit
really is. That's crazy.
I didn't think anything of it because she had been flirting with some girl at the club the whole night. When it came time to go, we were lit. There was no way I could take them all the way back to their place, so we just kicked it in mine. Now, mind you, Shay has always flirted with me, but we were always strictly dickly. She always, however, managed to comment on my ass or titties. This particular night, I flipped the script. This time, it was me flirting with her. We were having fun, still drinking, laughing, etc. I started feeling on her ass and titties, just being mad flirty, and she was feeling it. However, when Shay slipped off to the bathroom, Crystal looked at me and said, "I want to eat your pussy." Ooh. She crawls over to me and spreads my legs open and starts devouring my pussy. Oh. When Shay comes out, she's like, "Oh, that's what we doing?" and joins in. She doesn't hesitate to put her pussy on my face, and I start eating her out. At this point, we were all so wet and into it, sucking titties and pussies. I switched with Crystal and started giving her head in return, slipping my fingers into her pussy as she moaned, while Shay sucked on her nipples. After that, Shay and I positioned to rub our pussies together, and woo! We did that until she came. Crystal said, "Let's take it to the shower," and so we did. The three of us wet.
Wow.
Wet and filling each other
Crystal
up.
Crystal and Alexis.
Yo, wow.
I was kissing on Crystal's neck while fingering her wet ass pussy while she sucked on Shay's titties. The shower was straight out of a scene. Shay had enough and went to bed. That would be me. But Crystal and I went at it for a while, passing out in the bed. This remains my only lesbian experience. And I'm thinking of dabbling again. That's it. See y'all in New York.
Bitch, are you Shay and Crystal going to be free when we in New York? Because I'm trying to pull it.
That's one hell of a first that lesbian was like, story.
It sounds like she's actually working on a book and she just wanted to see how we reacted to this one scene.
Good.
That sounded like a
I
good
I saw wow. Shay and Crystal. It was bad bitches.
That's an amazing first experience.
Yeah, well.
Can't wait to see you at the show. Mm-hmm. All right, Tiara, the time has come. It is your turn to share a cocktail or a cock fail. What do you have?
I have both, but we're like, which one do y'all want?
Which one's better? Which one have you shared the story with a friend and they were like, bitch, nah, that did not happen. Go with whatever one that is.
But it's kind of like when they said read that, I kind of, it made me remember what happened on that one. So I can do that one.
Do that one.
Okay, so. Not long ago, met this guy. Oh, he's so gorgeous. He's beautiful, y'all. That man's so goddamn handsome. I
You met him here?
It's amazing.
Or yes. Out of town?
In town. Mm. Phenomenal.
The sex or his looks?
Looks, and we'll get to the sex.
Okay.
So, met him out one time, and then we exchanged numbers or whatever. He kissing me in the spot, tongue all down my throat, gripping my neck and stuff. I'm like, okay, I see what the fuck.
This I love is a about
PDA, yeah, I see what this is about to be about. So then got a number or whatever. Seen him again the next week, same spot. And, you know, he was like, oh, snap, you here, da-da-da. Every time I see you, I'll be all over you, da-da-da. So then we end up leaving together to go to the diner. Went to the diner, got something to eat or whatever. And then go back to my crib. I'm locked the fuck out. Like, we can't find my keys. Oh, I don't know where my keys are.
It gets real, real quick.
So I'm hitting my homegirl up because I know that we pre-gamed over there. So hit her up. She's like, she's half asleep. It's like 2-something in the morning.
Bitch, wake the fuck up.
Wait. I'm like, oh my God. So she was like, I'm looking. No, I don't see no keys. What do they have? One of them, da-da-da. So I'm describing it. But I'll leave off the fact that they had my car key. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I'm saying everything else. So she was like, no, they're not here. And so I go back down. I mean, not go back down, but I'm talking to him. And he's like, damn, okay, so, you know, just come back to my crib. I feel responsible. Come back to my crib. So we go to his crib. Mind you, his friend is there the whole time because he was about to send him off in an Uber. Mm-hmm. So
y'all was ready to fuck.
Basically. So we go to his crib. He lives, like, at least a fucking hour. I'm like, are we going to fucking
an hour?
Are we going to Chattanooga? I don't know where the fuck.
You fine, but you can't. I need you to live in a certain area code.
It was so far. But the thing is that also it was a big-ass house. He live in a slick mansion.
He live in Helen. That's where all the
I don't even know what area that was. I really don't. So we walking in. He was like, wait, stay right here. Let me go clean up because I wasn't expecting company to that. So he does that, takes his friend with him for a second. I guess they chopping it up like, okay, I need you to beat it. Mm-hmm. So they come back outside, and he was like, all right, come on. So we go inside. He was like, you want shorts and a shirt? He gave me his little boxers and a shirt. We get in bed. He's not a person with sleeping with the TV on. I am. We turn the TV off, so I'm like, okay, now it's awkward. It's quiet and shit. Like, what are we about to do?
Where are we supposed to go to sleep?
Right. I don't know, but it just got weird automatically. So, eventually, we start talking or whatever and just caressing each other, rubbing on each other, start making out or whatever. And he pulls the condom out, gets on top of me and stuff, slides in, and he's like, okay, shit, like, I'm finally getting this pussy. You've been holding out on this pussy?
Words?
Yes.
Oh.
He said, you've been holding out on this pussy? Like, damn, I should have hit you last week. That's it. So.
Not last week.
Right. We fucking or whatever. And then he does the move where he, like, takes both of your legs and try to slide you down towards him to get you further down on the bed because he's kind of tall. So when he does that, y'all.
You farted.
No, but why I catch a cramp in both of my fucking legs? A Charlie horse. Have you ever had a double Charlie horse?
Not
it was
a double,
in both
but
of my calves. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm just frozen like this, looking all crazy and shit. He's like, where is that? Where is that? I'm like, it's in this one and in this one. So he started just gripping, like trying to, you know, hold the muscle.
Turn
and I'm like, it's in my foot now. It's in my foot. It was so bad.
Was
and it was like, all
sex.
I'm thinking about is like, I want to get back to the sex. Like, what the fuck? So it was like, we got to freeze for that moment until they, so I had to suck it up and, you know, not be a bitch about it after a while. Cause I'm like, it's not all the way there. You need to really stretch those out. So you do to get that.
Getting a Charlie Hurst door sex is horrible. You want a nut and you're hurting them. You're
right.
Like, fuck, I gotta stretch.
Okay, so I can at least move them again. And so, you know, we get back to it. I'm like, no, we need to finish this up. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I'm just caressing on the muscles, like, on the muscles and stuff. And just, y'all, I'm having a flashback. I'm sorry. This man is so beautiful. So rubbing on his back and shit, and he's just talking to me. I love the talk during the sex and just the groaning.
Me too,
and
girl.
This nigga comes so loud. That was my first experience when girls be saying that niggas be actually making a noise when they come. Mm-hmm. I've never experienced that
what
before.
What did it sound like?
Oh, I said, oh, shit,
like a bear.
Your daughter is about to hear you in the
grizzly
next
bear.
Right. I'm like, if she over there, she is definitely about to hear you. But yeah, that's my story.
That's funny.
The Charlie horse. It's happened to the best of us.
Girl, do you know how many it's bananas and stuff I've been? I'm trying to figure this out. Like, am I low in potassium?
What about Charlie horses and doctors or whoever is going to try to correct me. But what I remember learning about Charlie horses is you have too much vitamin C in your body.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So you eat a lot of oranges or the vitamin C packets or drink a lot of orange juice. I don't know if you do that, but that's what I remember hearing about Charlie horses. I don't know if that's changed. You guys let us know.
Because that's interesting. Also, I want to stay healthy at the same time. You know, like immune system need to be built now.
Yeah, it hurts. So, let everybody know where they can find you before we head out.
Oh, please check me out at money_bags. That's MONI_BAGZ. Money Bags.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you guys check out her podcast, A Little Kiss and Tell.
Yes, please. That's at A Little Kiss and Tell.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank it was good to talk me. To
you. Of course. Make sure you guys get your tickets to the live shows. The links are in the description box below. Sign up for Patreon by I'm Curious to Know. Just continue to support. We appreciate everything you do for us, and we'll keep giving you the show. And y'all follow us on Instagram. It's at Cocktails Podcast. I'm at Kiki Said So.
I'm at Coffee Bean Dean.
And until next week, you guys, goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.